With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Johnny Dare, Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake Gregg. Of course, it's, you know, quarantine time. It's...
Please stand. Please stand 6 feet from me. Don't stand too close to me.
You better back up before you get snapped up.
I'm just trying to buy groceries, then back to shelter in place. But you're behind me, and you're coughing, germs coming out of your stupid face. You've got 10 packs of toilet paper, the hoarding you probably should quit before we take you. Stand 6 feet from me. Don't stand too close to me.
Back off, germ donkey.
Yeah, so that means cleaning all the time. I've been in here cleaning. T's making fun of me because I clean a lot.
I don't trust him. In the other room a lot.
Look at him.
First of all,
he looks like a COVID poster child.
I do not.
Can I just say, speaking of cleaning the other room, before we go to Don McNulty, who is on the hotline, who we'll talk to in a second, could you not come in my room and leave it on he/she porn and then walk out like you just did? I don't know why you would do that.
Well, I was looking up Joe Exotic to see if anybody had done Joe Exotic porn yet, and Joe Exotic is actually a trainee. So there's not the one you're thinking of, but the one, there's a porn one.
Right.
And there's another term that got used, and it was very funny, and that's what we can't repeat.
Well, I'm now going to hire crimescenecleanerskc.com to come scrub this freaking computer in the other
to take your brain out and bleach it a little bit. Well, and these, well, I met the crime scene guys in Kansas. I still have the t-shirt. I still wear it years ago. When
these 99, these guys fired up.
And so we got to know the crime scene cleaner guys because you don't think about what happens when there's an accidental death or on purpose one. It goes bad and someone's got to clean it up. And that's where they come in.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll do. Now it's expanded. Hoarders have become a thing. I kind of want to send them to T's house. And also coronavirus.
Angry, yeah,
coronavirus, man. That's as well. Yeah.
The Internet. Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information. Technology. E-commerce. And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography. And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm gonna buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents the website of the day.
Today, it's crime scene cleaning. Cleaners, sorry, KC.com. Crime scene cleaners, KC.com. Don's with us. Hey, Don, what's going on? Did I speak with you before, or are you new?
No, I don't think so. I've been with Crime Scene Cleaners just a few years now.
Okay, so listen, the whole thing now is everybody worrying about every surface, every potential pathogen. Will I get it? Will I not? How long does it have to stay on there? How do I clean this? Will citric acid clean it? Will alcohol clean it? How much alcohol? There's just a million questions, but this is what you guys do for a living.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
So what works, what doesn't?
Okay. Well, one thing about alcohol is that if you want alcohol to work, and it will, you have to keep that surface wet with alcohol for a minimum of 3 minutes. And that's very difficult to do unless you're doing a very small space, because alcohol evaporates so quickly. That's what makes alcohol not a really good disinfectant, because it doesn't stick around long enough to have enough dwell time or wet contact time.
Is that why with hand sanitizer you want to use that aloe? And because it kind of slows down the evaporation process?
Yes, it does slow down the evaporation process. And because there is a certain absorbency to the skin, there is kind of a, I hesitate to use the word residual, but it's really the best word to describe what's actually taking place. So there is kind of a residual when you use hand sanitizer. But you have to realize that when you use hand sanitizer, it should be on a clean and moist hand. So I used to work at job sites with other companies years ago, and I'd see these guys come out with filthy hands and then douse it with hand sanitizer and then wipe it off, you know, to get the dirt off. And I would ask them every once in a while, now, are you thinking that you just sanitized your hand? And he goes, yeah, man, I just used a sanitizer. And I'd say, no. The one thing you need to understand is that disinfectant goes neutral against gross contaminants. So any soil, like, I still can't believe when I see on television people spraying down the streets with sanitizer. It's usually in a foreign country, but sanitizer goes neutral against soil. So it's just a waste of time, effort, and
I love you, Don. Let me tell you why I love you. Because you told me you were at a construction site and you hand wash copped a couple guys. You're like, you think that's clean, do you? That's fantastic, man.
I can't help but teach. That's what I think I'm meant to do. And yeah. So I try to let these people know. You know, to help keep them safe.
Yeah, you're right.
I've been in safety for years and years now.
Well, listen, let's. We know we got to keep services clean. You got to wipe down everything. Consider everything that you touch. You know, because you see people go to the grocery store and they wipe down the handle on the grocery cart and then handle a million other things and don't clean their hands again. So what I've been doing, tell me if you think this is a decent idea. I keep Lysol wipes. I pull them out of the container when I leave the car. I wipe the handle, I leave them in my pockets, and every time I grab something, I put my hand back in my pocket and give it another little Lysol wipe.
Yeah, I mean, at least your hands have contact with the disinfectant on a continual basis. Of course, the very best thing to do then, after you handle all that stuff, is to wash with soap and water.
Yeah, that's what I do as soon as I get home. I wash my hands.
Right, absolutely.
And but let's face it, the best one is fire. If you have to, you just have to set everything on fire to kill it.
Yeah. As long as it reaches 128 degrees for 25 minutes, you'll kill just about anything.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? We were talking about being at the store. You obviously are sanitizing, you're wiping down, doing all that. And as soon as I get to the house, of course, I wash my hands too. But let me ask you, when I've touched all those things, I go to get into my Jeep, shut my door, grab my ignition, my keys, my steering wheel. Does it move to that surface? And because I've been known in the last week to Purell everything.
No, I Lysol wipes, man.
Lately, I've been going to, when I go to the store, of course, I wear my N95 mask, but then I wear my gloves, then I take my gloves off when I get ready to get into my car. So that way, I do less cross-contamination to the inside of my car. But Mickey, you know what the dirtiest thing is on a guy?
I do.
No.
What is it? No, I'm not kidding.
Your mind?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
It's his belt buckle.
Oh, that makes sense.
You have to think about it for a while.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Tell me this. Do you feel like I could poke two holes in a trash bag and just wear that out?
Yeah, but it's just not practical. You know, we're made for a certain amount of this stuff, and even if you get COVID, at least until they prove otherwise, you build an immunity against ever having it again.
Right.
That's what our bodies do against all these bacteria. If you knew all the bacteria that was around you all day long, you would be Howie Mandel.
Yeah, no, of course. You'd just completely freak out. But listen, this is, I can't take any more hand-washing talk. Now let's talk disgusting. You guys clean up terrible crime scenes. Suicides, murders,
accidents.
All that kind of, I used to ride an ambulance, so I've seen a few of them. And at the time, you think, I wonder who cleans this business up. Turns out there's a company, crimescleanerskc.com, and there's, it's, you must have just seen some horrendous leftovers of tragedy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the work we do. And, of course, everything that we usually do in that line of our work is always connected to a tragic and sad story of some sort. So, yeah, we've done that now. Crime Scene Cleaners have been around since 1999, and it's the oldest and largest crime scene cleanup company in the entire Midwest, actually.
So what is it? Is there a certain clean? Like, all right, let's say somebody lifts their lid. You got brains on the wall and the ceiling. How do you clean that?
Well, first of all, after we don our, which means putting on our PPE, gloves and,
yep,
and booties, and then we walk the scene. Once we see what needs to be done, then we bring in our equipment. We set up what's called a safety and a buffer zone. And those are, the safety zone is your first zone. Your buffer zone is right next to that room, which the room we call the control site. So now we don or put on our PPE. We've got our equipment all set in the buffer zone. And we start at the door or start where the, what we call debris begins. And we work our way into what we call the load. Now, the load is, you know, like a lot of times when I'm teaching this, there, I use the model of someone sitting on the end of their bed and taking a shotgun and killing themselves with it. Well, then there's an extremely large pool of blood at that point.
Sure.
The body was. Now, we don't see the bodies. The bodies are already gone by the time we get there. But we work ourselves into that, into the load, and then we work around that load and then remove the load and then work out, up, and over from that point.
Tell me something, Don. Now, obviously, you're in charge. You're the smart one. When you get a rookie and it's new on the job, is he the guy who has to pick up the parts and pieces?
Well, no one goes out to a job site like that without training, and that's
of course, but newest guy, I'm talking about lowest guy on the totem pole, where you're like, hey, guess what your job is until we hire somebody else.
Well, yeah, but you know, people used to ask me for years, how do you go out and touch all that stuff? And I tell them, I don't touch it. And they said, well, I thought you were in this business. I said, well, yeah, I am, but my gloves touch it. I don't touch it.
And that's to the point.
We're dressed in an envelope.
I love Don. Don, is it, you are that guy that after a while somebody looks at it and goes, God damn it, Don, you know what I meant.
Exactly.
All right, listen, I just think this is such a crazy, but if you want to make money, and I somebody pointed this out to me years ago, if you want to start a business, don't start the business you think would be fun. Think of the business nobody else wants to do. And that's how you make money, because you want to be the only guy out there offering it. And crime scene cleaners, I mean, you guys do hoarders, right?
Yes. Yeah, we do hoarders all the time.
What's the gnarliest hoarder story you got?
Oh, my gosh. Well, now you can see them on television, but where you walk in and you can't hardly even open the door because there's so much trash. So you've got to kind of reach in and throw trash away from the door just so you can get the door open, and there's literally trash to the ceiling. I reached down at a home in Brookside that was a hoarder, and you know, this crosses all economic.
Sure, it's a mental illness.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
But I reached down. This would be like 2001. And I reached down at my knee and pulled out a paper from a stack of papers that was as tall as me. But I just grabbed the one at my knee and pulled it out from the pile. And it was from 1978.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, and then, of course, the odors are absolutely horrendous. They usually fill up their working bathrooms. Then the toilets go, or they either can't get to the toilet, or you don't have a working toilet, and you have, we've seen many times where there is one cold water faucet that works, and that's usually in the kitchen, and all the water that they would use is in that kitchen. So consequently, I hate to describe what we've seen, but, you know, bathrooms, I've seen bathtubs so full of human waste that if somebody went in them one more time, it'd be overflowing.
Wow. I feel like Don lives in a biohazard containment unit. I feel like your house is the cleanest place anybody's ever been in the history of place. Like, the kind of place you could go with zero immune system and be just fine.
Well, we hope so. We are really kind of clean nuts and...
I'm talking about your house.
Pardon me?
I'm talking about your house, Don.
Yes, I know. And yeah. Since my study is on infection control, not only my house, but all my kids and their kids, you know. So it's, we try our hardest.
Do you ever, tell me this, Don, and it's kind of a personal question, but because you're so pathogen and germ and bacteria aware, does it ever make sex weird at some point where you're like, you start suddenly on your, like, what's on their hands? What's in their neck? What's on her ear? What's in her mouth? What's in her butt? Like, what's in her, what's everywhere? What's here? What's there? Do you ever overpower yourself with too many thoughts?
No, but when I think back in my very younger days when I used to flirt with the ladies, every once in a while the gals would turn around and say, hey, kiss my...
Yeah.
And my reply was always, hey, stick it up here. But anymore, I would just put the cross sign up in front of me and say, no, thanks.
I like Don. I like him a lot.
I love you.
All right, listen, Don, I got to say thank you for stopping by. CrimeScenecleanersKC.com. Look for yourself. There's some great information on coronavirus and COVID-19 there. It's a serious business, but you got to laugh because it's just too much darkness in the world. You hold on one
Be
second,
safe.
Don. Be safe. Here, I got you on with Jake.
He's fantastic.
That dude, I know the guy. I know the guy already.
But you're like, thank God I know the guy.
God damn it, Don. You know what I was asking you.
I was asking you a question in dumb language. What,
do you have to pick that up? No, I don't pick it up. My gloves pick it up. Oh, we're wrestling. Now we're wrestling.
But you love that he's in your life.
Sure. No, he's got the answers. He's got. I want to send him to T's house and get a judgment.
Oh,
can
please.
We send him to your house?
Please.
No, I don't want anybody to go to my house. But my house is
he's
fine.
He's fine. Not any of us.
Okay, fine.
Why can't he go?
I don't know.
See, I secretly believe... I hoard off between T and Greg.
I was going to say, what's the rating on who? What's more hoarded or dirty?
Well, here's the thing. T has a house, and he's compulsive, so he might have saved more things. Greg is just slob. And he doesn't have things. So I don't think Greg is dirty, for the record.
I just think
he... You know, doesn't put clothes in a closet. I think he stacks them on the floor. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, well, that's my jeans pile. They're clean.
But right. I picture Greg's apartment as whiskey bottles and full ashtrays. Like,
no,
super
I don't smoke in my house. Never smoked in my house.
Where do you throw? If you smoke, where do you throw?
You still smoke?
Every once in a while, yeah.
You bastard.
I know.
You deserve the COVID.
That's my gift to you.
That's what's going to get you.
I know.
He was honest, at least, with you for this, for once.
I know. Well, he knows if he wasn't, his girlfriend would hear it and rat him out. Someone would get a text.
No, I still do.
Does she yell at you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does she let you come over?
Yeah.
Where are you staying?
My house.
You're not going over to hers?
I go over for dinner.
See? COVID. Told you he'd be the one. I knew you'd be the one. That's why you have to stay in the other room.
That's fine.
you're quarantined within the quarantine.
I haven't had that thought? I'm like, okay.
I'm good with that.
I know he's not going to pay attention because he just has no self-control. And at some point, he's going to be like, I'm going to go do this because I want to.
Yep. No, I've been like super.
Yeah.
Who gives you a Clorox wipe every day?
He comes down when I meet him and he hands me one. And that's wonderful.
I've been pathological about that.
I will
that,
say
Lily.
The people in this room, like, not that it matters or whatever, but every morning, Nikki's wiping down the office. I'm wiping down that. chat room. T's in here wiping down and spraying. Like, everybody is taking it super serious.
And, and we could probably lighten up, but we won't because we're the only ones who are supposed to be in this room now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, after this hour, this room goes completely sealed, supposedly. But I don't know if Bob's near dragging his hairy sack around or some other toad is doing something.
In my room in there, I don't know if anybody walks in there during the day. Whoever's in the building goes, oh, here's a phone. I'll use this one.
And no, the policy is for us, because even Bob's come in the office. He's like, I didn't know if you were in here or not. We shut it and lock it. Whoever's in there last. Yeah. That said, you don't know if somebody's dumping out the trash can or
know, next leaky vag over here.
You're pointing. Oh,
easy.
I'm pointing past team. You know, one like a leaky trash bag.
One that
might leave a stain on your carpet.
You try to drag it through the kitchen out to the trash. But you're like,
here come the juices.
Yeah. That stained the concrete.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.